Finest Hours is the true story of a courageous mission to save some stranded crewmen aboard a U.S. oil tanker called the USS Pendleton off of Cape Cod during the fierce nor'easter, is a big storm, in 1952. And this is a well-documented true story. It just really deserves a better screen treatment than it got, because they add all these other things that, whether or not they have anything to do with story, I really don't think so. Bernie Weber is the main character. He's a Coast Guard coxswain, played by Chris Pine, who I've always thought was so good in everything he did, but he's really miscast here because he's such a timid guy that you really can't believe that he would ever even get in a boat, much less captain a small boat out into these 60 and 70 foot waves, because he's trying to rescue a ship, the Pendleton, which is broken in half, and he's trying to rescue the crewmen aboard it. And what's wrong with the movie, mainly, is that it has this bookend thing where it's the beginning and the end are all so tied up with this soap opera story about Bernie and his girlfriend, who is played by Holiday Granger, and she's called Miriam, and in this, she's so pushy that she reminded me of chalk on the blackboard. I really was irritated with this girl. She was supposed to be, she's very cute, but it just doesn't work. It detracts from this important story, though. On the ship, there is a engineer called Raymond Seibert, played by Casey Affleck, and he is also very good because he's not any kind of a leader, but he just draws this crew together and finds a way to keep this cut-in-half ship afloat. And while rescue is, as the Bernie Weber is attempting this rescue with several others in this very small boat, you have to go across this, what they call the bar, and the waves are crashing, and it's very, very dangerous. And anyway, I loved all the parts of it that have the action, but the story itself, it's really detracted by this strange romance that's supposed to take place. Also, it's in 3D, which helps for these seafaring sequences, but when you have those glasses on this time, it's particularly dark. That always darkens up the screen somewhat, but this, you kind of have to squint to see it sometimes, it seems like. But I can recommend the story as a great story, but not the acting, not the characters.